Right now on VFN TV, we're going to go to this wonderful woman. Her name is Nikki Haley. She is the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, and she stands up for freedom. She stands up for Israel. She stands up for America, and she is literally turning that place upside down. So make sure you join us right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and of course, joining us is John Ramos.
Hello.
How is it going, man?
Listen, it's going really good. I'm so excited about today's program and what we're getting ready to talk about.
Yes.
Nikki Haley. Isn't she a gift to our nation and to Israel?
Yeah, you think about it, you know, we prayed for years.
Was it years.
Seven years?
Yes, long years.
In the prayer community, you kept praying, and you're wondering, Lord, do you hear
our
prayers? Have mercy. And, you know, literally, he did.
Yeah.
But think about this. This is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations representing those in America and really representing America, because all the wealth that goes out and the investment that takes place, standing up for Israel. You know, Israel's always been belittled and lied about and just created all kind of fake news about Israel while saying they were like perpetrators of bad things. When it was actually these other countries that were doing, it was just didn't even make sense. Well, guess what? Our ambassador, Nikki Haley, Haley's Comet, they called her, when she came in, she just said, that is not going to happen anymore. As a matter of fact, this is U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley speaking at AIPAC 2018. Get ready to be encouraged.
It's so good to see so many friends, and I'm honored to be able to say that when I come to AIPAC, I am with friends. You know, at the United Nations, we sometimes don't have many friends. I remember last year when we had the vote about America's principled opposition to the Castro dictatorship in Cuba. The vote went against us, 191-2. The only two no votes, you guessed it, were the United States and Israel. We say quality is more than quantity. Shortly after the 2016 election, President-elect Trump called me to talk about serving in his administration. We had a meeting at Trump Tower, and we had some good discussions about a variety of issues. Long story short, his team called me a couple of days later and said he'd like me to serve as ambassador to the United Nations. I said, I'm a governor. I don't know anything about the United Nations. We went back and forth on a few things, and the clincher was when I told the president, you know, I won't be a wallflower or a talking head. I have to be able to say what I think. Without any hesitation, President Trump said, Nikki, that's exactly why I want you to do this. President Trump has been true to his word, and I think I have too. Some of you might have seen that the top Palestinian negotiator, Saeb Erekat, recently had some advice for me. He told me to shut up. Mr. Erekat, I will always be respectful, but I will never shut up. When I spoke here last year, I had only been on the job a couple of months. Now it's a year later, and I know a lot more than I knew a year ago. But as I've learned more about how the UN operates, something else has become really clear. It is important to know as much as possible about every country's needs and views. But that's not the most important part of the job. The most important thing is to not be afraid to stick with the fundamental principles, even when they go against entrenched customs. some of those outdated customs have gone unquestioned for years. Long before I got to the UN, I knew a few things that have served me well in this last year. One of those principles is that standing up for your friends is critical. So on my first day on the job, I chose to reach out to ambassadors from four countries. I called the British and French ambassadors because they are our closest allies on the Security Council. I called the ambassador from Ukraine because I wanted to reassure him that America would not waver in standing up for Ukraine against Russian aggression. And my fourth call on that first day was to Danny Danone, the Israeli ambassador. Just about a month before I arrived, the United States allowed Resolution 2334 to pass. It was a shameful day for America. We refused to stand up for our friend when it was singled out for terrible mistreatment. On my first day, I assured the Israeli ambassador that on my watch, that would never happen again. I love you too. Standing up for your friends is very important in the United Nations. Another one of the principles I took with me into the job was that I have absolutely no patience for bullying. When I grew up, we were the only Indian family in a small southern town in South Carolina. On the whole, it was a great and friendly community. My parents and my brother and sister and I were always grateful for the support that surrounded us. But that didn't mean every day was great. My parents were immigrants. My father wore a turban. My mother wore a sari. There were times that we got bullied. When I was governor, I did something about it. I started an anti-bullying program. Every month, I went to schools throughout the state to talk about bullying. For me, it was just so fundamental. You don't pick on someone just because they look different than you. You don't pick on someone just because they think differently than you, or because you can. This idea has always been with me since I was a child, but I didn't think it'd come to play in the United Nations. It turns out bullying is a common practice in the United Nations. In the real world, Israel is a strong country with a vibrant economy and a first-class military. On the battlefield, Israel does not get bullied. The Iranians and Syrians can vouch for that. But the UN is a different story. At the UN and throughout the UN agencies, Israel does get bullied. It gets bullied because the countries that don't like Israel are used to being able to get away with it. Well, just like when I was that little girl in South Carolina, that just doesn't sit well with me.
We're going to continue to have the rest of this powerful APAC speech, but listen, this is so important. If you've been watching VFN TV over the years, we've been showing you how the United Nations literally have been ganging up against this little small nation called Israel. I think they have 8 million citizens maybe there. Almost 9 million people, about 70 miles wide at its widest point. And these countries that have been bullying them and pointing fingers at them. While Israel has been a blessing. As a matter of fact, make sure you catch our program tomorrow because you're going to hear Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be speaking at the APAC 2018. You're going to be so blessed to hear what he has to say. But we want to hear from you. Have you experienced bullying? Do you think some of these crazy, tragic events that we're seeing take place with the hatred and the shootings and all that was taking place in schools, if we just started thinking and loving folks and caring about them before they get into a time of crisis? You know, so often, so many people are going through something, and people just ignore them until they act out. And the thing about it is, you know, just like I think about, you know, Benjamin Watson, former NFL player for Saints, but now he's with the Ravens, is it?
That's right.
And you know, he said, you know, we got. He says, I'm guilty of it myself. I'm looking at my phone, people all around me. I need to pay attention to people around me. So I want to encourage you right now. You know, share your comments about that. If you're being bullied, you know, we try to maintain our community the best we can too. That bullies don't get in and be able to do what they're doing, but sometimes they do slide in. You know, let us know. But note this, that we got to begin to stand up for people and care about people. And the fact that she's doing it, Nikki Haley, the ambassador to the United Nations for America, is just stopping all that. And what's happening is America quit giving money to countries that hate America and hate freedom and hate Israel. And it's like, we're just not going to give money there anymore. And so it's changing. As a matter of fact, people are starting to come up. We're going to hear more about that after this break. So share, post below, write us, email us, let us know. We want to hear your thoughts. John?
When we get back from this break, you're going to hear the rest of Nikki Haley's speech, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, as she deals specifically on how she put an end, or is putting an end, to the Israel bashing and bullying. It's going to inspire you and give you great hope that things are changing in the United Nations. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
Our role and responsibility is to really set the tone and direction of society and culture. I tell people all the time that the movement that was led by my father was a spiritual movement. It wasn't a civil rights movement. It impacted civil rights, but it was a spiritual movement, and its assignment was to civil rights.
Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFN TV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We had people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFN TV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. John, what is next?
Listen, we're going to go straight to APAC 2018 as Nikki Haley delivers her speech on what she's doing at the United Nations to protect Israel. Watch now.
As many of you know, one of the UN agencies with the worst track record of Israel bias is UNESCO. Among many other ridiculous things, UNESCO has the outrageous distinction of attempting to change ancient history. UNESCO recently declared one of Judaism's holiest sites, the Tomb of the Patriarchs, as a Palestinian heritage site in need of protection from Israel. That was enough. 10 months into this administration, the United States withdrew from UNESCO. Of other things that we do, big and small, week after week, to fight back against the UN's Israel bullying. Every month at the Security Council, we have a session devoted to the Middle East. And every month, this session becomes an Israel bashing session. This has gone on month after month for decades. This was news to me when I arrived. It was actually shocking. I came out of the first session and publicly said, if we want to talk about security in the Middle East, we should talk about Iran, or Syria, or Hezbollah, Hamas, ISIS, the famine in Yemen, there are probably 10 major problems facing the Middle East, and Israel doesn't have anything to do with any of them. Just about every month since then in the Middle East session, I have spoken about something other than Israel. I can't say that we've solved the problem, but I can say that several other countries have followed our lead. What used to be a monthly Israel bashing session now at least has more balance. But we're never going to put up with bullying. There's one more principle I knew before I arrived at the UN. Like most Americans, I knew what the capital of Israel was. To be more clear, I knew that Jerusalem was, is, and will always be the capital of Israel. This was not something that was created by the location of an embassy. This is not something that was created by an American decision. America did not make Jerusalem Israel's capital. What President Trump did, to his great credit, was recognize a reality that American presidents had denied for too long. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. That's a fact. And President Trump had the courage to recognize that fact when others would not. Sometime in the future, the day will come when the whole world recognizes that fact. In the meantime, I hope to be there and join our great Ambassador David Friedman. On the day when we open our brand new American embassy in Jerusalem. You know, our embassy decision caused a little bit of a stir at the United Nations. In the Security Council, almost exactly 1 year after the United States shamefully abstained when the Council attacked Israel with Resolution 2334, I had the great honor of casting my first American veto. When I was governor, I used my veto power dozens of times. At the UN, I never got to do it until the Jerusalem vote. I gotta say, it felt pretty good. The next week, the Jerusalem issue was brought before the UN General Assembly. We lost that vote, but to many people's surprise, 65 countries refused to go against us. In the long history of UN's mistreatment of Israel, that's quite a record. And we're not forgetting that vote. Like I said at that time, on that vote, we were taking names. Last week, I took a trip to Guatemala and Honduras. And I thank them both for voting with us. God bless Guatemala. They even joined us in moving their embassy to Jerusalem. And President Trump and I are pushing to draw a closer connection between U.S. foreign aid and how countries vote at the U.N. U.N. votes should never be the only factor in our foreign aid decisions. We have many interests that go beyond the U.N., but they should be one of the factors, and we are determined to start making that connection. Some people accuse us of favoritism towards Israel. First of all, there's nothing wrong with showing favoritism toward an ally. That's what being an ally is all about. But this is really not about favoritism. In all that we're doing, whether it's the embassy decision or UNESCO or what we're doing with UNRWA, don't even get me started on that one. Our approach on Israel is tied together by one major idea. The idea that runs through all of it is the simple concept that Israel must be treated like any other normal country. We will continue to demand that Israel not be treated like some sort of temporary provisional entity. It cannot be the case that only one country in the world doesn't get to choose its capital city. It cannot be the case that the UN Human Rights Council has a standing agenda item for only one country. It cannot be the case that only one set of refugees throughout the world is counted in a way that causes the number to grow forever. It cannot be the case that in an organization with 193 countries, the United Nations spends half of its time attacking only one country. We will not accept it any longer. And you know what? That demand is actually a demand for peace. The UN's bias against Israel has long undermined peace by encouraging an illusion that Israel will just simply go away. Israel's not going away. When the world recognizes that, then peace becomes possible. It becomes possible because all sides will be dealing with realities, not fantasies. And when we deal with realities, then reasonable negotiated compromises can prevail over absolutist demands. Thank you so much for the support that you have continued to show me. The power of their voices for good causes. That's what AIPAC's all about. It's been great being with all of you. God bless you. Thank you very much.
This is so important. What a speech, and we appreciate Nikki Haley.
Oh, yes.
But we want to hear from you. We want to hear about what do you think is happening at the United Nations and how we can support Israel and America and put an end to all this bullying.
And how do you feel about Nikki Haley, right?
Yeah, we want to know. Talk to us. Put a comment below. Email us, because together we're learning out loud, but we need to be supportive of the people that are standing for America and are supporting for Israel. We get right back from this break. We're going to talk more about this amazing, amazing speech and what we can do next at AIPAC 2018.
Yes.
Join us in a few.
We'll be right back. This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
Hell shows what really is the outworking of people trying to build a name for themselves, united in one communication. There, to me, is the key to unlock what it is that the Bible will say about the world of media. So if you take the imagination, coalesce it with the human pride and enticement and all of that, and bring a homogenization of tastes and ideas. For the first time in history, we are no longer merely a print culture. The whole world is speaking the same language, and it is in images making a name for ourselves. That, to me, is the truth-unlocking base on which this issue has to be addressed. Take imagination, blend it with communication ability, and the whole world is talking the same language with cupidity as the motive.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
Taking VFN Radio and VFN TV anywhere you want to go, Wi-Fi or no-fi. Why? Because of the podcast. We have podcasting available for you right now. What happens with podcasts? You go to VFNTV.com, click on the podcast, choose the source of podcast that you want to receive it in based on your particular device, computer or mobile device, and realize it just automatically will do what you set it up to do. It will download it while you're having lunch. It'll download it while you're at work. And then when you're driving anywhere in the world, flying anywhere in the world, even when you're on an airline, they say turn off all these mobile phones. You still can actually listen to what's already on your playlist, which would be downloaded programs and highlights from VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and get the podcast today.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so important for us to be able to show what's really going on in the world. There is good news. I mean, God's mighty hand is moving across the nations right
now. Yes, he is.
It's just so powerful, you know, what he's doing. And we're watching the United Nations get shifted around, you know, by the president, President Donald Trump, and U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley, and seeing what's taking place. It's just
in
powerful.
Previous years, you would think nothing could have been done.
Well, it makes you want to ask the question, don't it? Like, what have you been
doing?
And we have been talking about that again. And if you miss Youssef's, you've got to see. I got to go.
Green Prince.
Yeah. So we want to hear your thoughts below. Comment, write to us. We love to hear from you. This is us together doing this. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, I just thank you for our community. Right now, you would just touch this lady right now that has a headache, Father God, something going on in her head. You would just heal her, Father God. We speak healing over our community. God, we just pray for encouragement, inspiration, Lord God. And we just decree right now by faith, God, that abortion has ended in America. We decree by faith, Lord, that a revival is here. And we decree by faith into the heavenlies that the third great awakening is here in Jesus' name. God bless you. Don't forget, you can find out more about us at VFNKB.com. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget, you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
That's right, we have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out, and in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up, or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.